out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in out east live. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you are receiving us. We appreciate the fuck out of it. Every earhole moment. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, flinging e-turds and sharpening the e-guillotines for the right.
Yummy.
Oh, God, there's a story. Well, we'll get to it in a sec.
Boo.
You will want to fire up the guillotines. We're going to be here, like I said, the next couple hours. Join us on social media and all that shit. And,
oh, yes.
Thanks for listening. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and it's a Liquid You Day. You said...
I did. I went from Gone Done and downloaded us to Liquid You.
What word did you use the Liquid You in?
Gone Done, downloaded us as Crab Diving... iTunes.
iTunes.
Running through my script in my head.
Download us on iTunes.
On iTunes. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Oh, shit.
Or you can hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Exactly.
Tell your friends about us.
Way into the whole socialism thing. Don't forget... if you want to help us out, Screaming Liberal Media, we don't bombard your ear holes with any advertisements.
That's right.
Just bad British references.
Hello.
Monty Python reference today on
already
on our Twitter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I put out a Python reference. You can buy shit through our Amazon hole if you want to help us out. If you're going to buy anything online, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. And whatever you buy, we get a little... nibble, a little taste, a little tickle.
We get paid, baby.
A little off the top, maybe the side or the bottom.
Right.
And
however you like it.
Right. And it doesn't cost you anything, just helps us out here. And thanks to those that do. We love you long time.
Hey, man, I put a promo out for the show using this picture of Schittler hanging out with Rudy Giuliani at some bakery. And they're both
It's not when Rudy's in drag, is it?
No.
Remember that one?
No, what was that?
Google Rudy Giuliani drag, and there was some, I don't know, some sketch they did or some, it was some horrible, it's just horrible. But anyway, yeah, help us out, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon, and
dang,
there you go.
He looks better as a woman. Honestly, he looks better feminine.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
It was like, you know, Marilyn Monroe-ish.
That's very kind of you.
Ish. Yeah. What a dick.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
Well, he is.
Ooh, wee wee.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. All kinds of news and everything. It's a beautiful fall? 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 We haven't hit winter yet.
Man.
Fall day here in No Flow,
Northern Florida. I'm looking at this fucking tree out here, and the leaves are green. When do the leaves change colors?
Does this tree... I don't even know if that tree... Do they change colors? We haven't been here through a winter, so...
Kate.
I guess we'll find out.
Figure that out.
In the meantime, let's see what's what our headlines are. Let's be fair and balanced and see what the HuffPo and the Drudge report. Although, really, I'm thinking maybe we should just switch over to Breitbart because I don't know if the Drudge report is completely. Well, I guess that's more mainstream right wing than that's.
I mean,
biggest
Breitbart.
Mainstream.
It's more entertaining to read their headlines because they're so outlandish.
All right,
outlandish.
Let's see what your headlines be
for these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker,
Geek.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, November 15th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Ooh, you put yourself.
Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It's eight.
Huff Post.
Ooh, yes.
Sounds like you're trying to clear something out of your throat.
I know. Huff Post. What would they call it that? That's the shittiest name for something.
You know, they're saving a few characters.
All right. Congratulations.
Got rid of the Inkton.
Oh, yeah.
The headline says, Congressional creeps put on notice.
Yes.
Well, that could mean so many things.
God damn. I mean, aren't they all creeps, kind of?
But this probably has to do with Representative Jackie Speier, which she has come out with. The headline says, Lawmakers introduce the Me Too Act.
Yes.
To combat sexual harassment.
Hello.
And harassment on Capitol Hill.
Jolly good.
A bipartisan group of lawmakers on Capitol Hill unveiled Senate and House bills today designed to improve the process of reporting sexual harassment involving lawmakers and staffers.
Fuck yeah, man. Let's do that. I mean, God, if anybody needs that, it's our fucking government.
These were sponsored by Senators Kirsten Gillibrand from New York, Democrat, and Representative Jackie Speier in the House. She's from California.
Right.
They have several Democratic Republican co-sponsors in the House.
Yes.
It intends to streamline the streamline the convoluted process through which accusers report such incidents.
I mean,
which, by the way, they were on telly this morning.
Hello.
And describing the ridiculous process, the Byzantine maze of reporting any kind of sexual harassment. There's like a cooling off period. There's a cooling off period. You should maybe stop and think about it.
Are you kidding?
I shit thee not.
We don't need a cooling off period. Hey, listen, if you want to buy a gun, we don't want a waiting period. However, if you want to report your colleague for being creepy, you need to take a...
And then it takes months and months where they don't... You might be still working side by side with Gropey McGropefuck.
No, nice. Meanwhile, I mean, they're doing important work. They're running our fucking country, right?
Yeah, they used to, sure.
man.
The... Senator Gillibrand argued that Congress's current procedure for reporting sexual harassment is, quote, tilted against victims. Of course it is.
Yeah, why
it was written
it
by menfolk.
Yes, God.
Under new legislation, they would have more protections, including legal counsel. Speaking of, by the way, the tiny controversy that's out there.
Micro.
About the Amazon princesses, warriors from Paradise Island.
Oh, yeah,
portrayed in Wonder Woman, which is a fucking great movie.
Oh, yeah, man.
And the upcoming Justice League movie. Apparently, spoiler alert, they may drop in on Paradise Island or something, or maybe some of the lovely ladies of Paradise Island come this way. And I say lovely ladies intentionally because you can tell the difference between the Wonder Woman, which was directed by a woman.
Right.
And Justice League, which a penis bearer directed. And the costumes, they didn't even chat about the costumes. Let's keep some continuity. Because for some reason, maybe they went to Paradise Island in the summer in Justice League.
Right. Oh, yes.
Because the women in Paradise Island, or from Paradise Island in Justice League, are wearing leather bikinis, basically.
Yeah, they look like they're on a sandals resort.
That's their fighting wear, right. Their armor.
I mean, when was the...
So ridiculous.
Listen, I don't know. I've never been in a gladiator situation.
Bare midriffs. Lots right, of bare midriffs. Right.
I can only think of... You know, well, back in the Greek days, there used to be people that would come along and jack you off before war. And
sure,
maybe
yeah.
It's easier if you have less armor. I saw those outfits.
Back in the early Amazonian days, women would bump their beavers together before a battle.
Right. I mean, what is the... Why would you put armor on that doesn't cover your abdomen?
Important. A lot of them are doing Pilates or something because, you know, yes. they're all in very good right. shape. But holy shit.
They got gyms over there in Paradise Island.
A lot of crunches.
God damn.
Just a side note. Anyway, right. So yeah, if you still think it's getting better, it's still kind of not.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
There's because there's utterly no reason.
There's fucking bullshit.
There's no reason to make the Amazons sexy.
Right. That's absolutely no reason.
Doesn't further the story.
Right. They look like solid gold dancers. Do you remember that show?
Oh, with God. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Dionne
yeah.
Warwick used to host it.
Dionne Warwick. Psychic Friends Network.
Remember that's what friends are for. That's what friends are for. That song.
Yeah. I forgot she sang on it. The member and employee training
member
and oversight on Congress Act, the Me Too, is named after the social media hashtag that spread in response to widespread sexual misconduct, particularly among Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein.
Yes.
She also said, Jackie Speier, congressperson, said that when she was working as a staffer before she was elected, that she was sexually assaulted.
Oh, shit.
By the chief of staff at the time.
God damn.
She said also...
She's all over the fucking place, man.
It's not in this story, but she said also that there are two current members of Congress. One... a Republican and one Ooh. A Democrat,
right?
Who have done some pretty gross things and have been censured. You
Ooh,
sign.
Shit.
Oh, by the way, you sign NDAs. That's
so
part
we
of
don't
your.
Know who the fuck these are?
That's part of your process,
right?
Part of the Byzantine process, you hussy. You shouldn't have been looking so sexy for that senator to grab you.
But I'd like to know if the guy I'm voting for. And God damn it, especially if they're a Democrat, I want to know if a Democrat's being creepy because I'm not going to fucking vote for him anymore.
Well, right. Unlike the Republicans who will be more likely to vote for him, well, especially if they're Alabamian.
Yeah, and we just assume they're creepy. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Prove to me you're not creepy if you're in the GOP, you dickheads.
But she also said that there are, over the past, I forget what period of time, $15 million has been paid out by taxpayers in settlements for sexual harassment, and we never hear about
it. In our government?
We never hear about it because of NDAs and shit, which is some bull fucking shit.
So let me understand this. So within our Congress, our legislative bodies, $15 million has been paid out in sexual harassment lawsuits.
Yes.
Over what period of time?
I couldn't remember.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But still, that's fucking nuts. We should know who the fuck it is. I mean, we vote on these fuckers.
Well, right. Right.
And we're paying these lawsuits. I mean, shit.
So Jackie Speier on the telly today.
Hello.
Over 10 years.
That's a lot, man. It says. It's a fucking lot. We should know.
$15 million has been used to settle sexual harassment claims against congressmen. She says she doesn't know how many congressmen benefited from the taxpayer bailout to protect their reputations. However,
right.
She says there are two accused sexual harassers currently serving.
Wow.
A Republican and a Democrat.
Right.
She doesn't think they'll ever be named because everybody signed NDAs.
Bam.
And she's leading an effort to change the policy.
Do you have any guesses?
Well, on the Republicans.
It could
all
be
of
anybody.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Who the fuck knows?
I'm going to go with Rubio. I don't know. There's some about him.
Well, I think it's the house. It seems.
Oh, the house. Oof,
it seems like she's vile. Towards. She says Congress, which would be right. Both, but I think she's a House member, so she probably would have more information about representatives.
Yes.
Rather than any senators.
God, what a bunch of pervs.
So there you go. They're $15 mil in taxpayer money that somehow we don't get to find out why our money was paid out to these pussy grabbers.
Right.
Or whatever.
You know, I just want to make a point. I was thinking about this whole like bullshit scandal about a child molestation abuse ring, child sex ring the Democrats had going with Hillary and all that shit.
Ping pong pizza.
Yeah, ping pong pizza gate and all that shit. And now look at Roy Moore. See, it's not the Dems. It's not the Democrats. It's these fucking Republicans with their crazy fucking religion
and shit.
No, it's
not. It's the deep state pedophiles, Ryan, using that Joseph Goebbels tactic of blaming the other side for what you're doing.
Are you saying that...
That's one of the theories.
The deep state... Let me understand this. The deep state sent crisis actors to entrap the Honorable Judge Roy Moore getting banned from a mall.
Undercover, like Harvey Weinstein sent those... former Israeli spies.
Oh, my God.
I was reading
crazy.
More about that.
That's nuts, dude.
There was an article talking about whether what he did is actually illegal or not. I think basically it depends on the state if they were recorded, like if it's a two-person recording state or not. But otherwise, you know, they had people like pretending, like going deep undercover, pretending to be other people, fake names.
God damn it, man.
And they would try to cozy up to the accusers and try to get shit on them.
Holy
and
shit, dude.
Just horrible, heinous stuff.
You know, a friend of mine, I'll say friend loosely, this guy I know who's a private detective, dude.
Mm-hmm.
And one night he came to a comedy show and he goes, "Let me introduce you to some of my former coworkers." And it was these three women that he used to pay to go into bars, and he would do PI work for divorce attorneys.
Oh, I see.
And they would try to entrap dudes into like giving their information or whatever, hitting on these girls, and then they'd record all the fucking shit that went down. He called them his honeypots.
Oh boy,
how fucking creepy is
you
that?
Think
shit?
They put that on their resume?
I don't know. God.
So that's the headline over to the HuffPost.
Yes.
Is about these, the Me Too Act.
Right. Well, that's good, man. We should know what these fuckers are doing.
Over at the Drudge Repo.
Fuck you.
Let's take a guess.
Uranium. All day, baby.
No. With a question mark. Bannon turns on Judge Hoare? Judge Hoare?
They mean Roy Moore? Judge Hoare? Why?
Judge Hoare? Question mark. I guess Drudge has also turned on Roy Moore.
Oh, shit. Why is Roy Moore a whore?
And it's the picture of Roy Moore in his Village People outfit with his cowboy hat and his leather vest. waving his tiny little gun on stage when he pulled his gun out of his pocket that time.
Oh, shit.
So they're totally making fun of him.
Yeah.
So Drudge apparently has also turned on Roy Moore, and it leads to a story over to the Daily Beast.
Hello.
Which is kind of surprising also. Daily Beast seems a little mainstream / lefty Drudge, but, you know, there are whores over there, too.
Everybody's a big fucking whore.
So now there's allegedly they Bannon's having second thoughts now about wrapping his moves around Roy Moore.
Oh, God, that's a fucked up image. Jesus Christ.
Donald Trump's former chief strategist, Steve Bannon, is keeping the door open to ditching Roy Moore.
Oh, shit.
As the sexual assault allegations against the Alabama Republican Senate candidate continue to pile up.
Why would this bother Bannon? I have no idea.
Well, when it was just one or just the one story from the Washington Post with the four women.
Right.
Apparently, that was just a hit piece. But I think that fifth woman who actually put a face to it and bravely went out and told her story on telly.
Oh, my God.
You know, I mean,
it's weird to figure what gets under the skin of a methy, blotchy, evil ass fucking Nazi. You know what I mean?
Well, plus he sees the numbers going down.
Right. That's all. That's even all we're Alabama. Talking about, right? If he had a chance of winning, he wouldn't give a fuck, right?
I would think not. Yeah.
And that's the same thing with Mitch the Bitch. Mitch the Bitch is being an opportunistic dickbag, right?
No, on Monday. Oh, of course. On Monday. He was really honest. There was an interview he gave yesterday, maybe, or something. They were playing clips of it, and he was like, "This is really hard. We don't want to lose the seat. We don't want to lose the seat, but you can't, you know, you just, sometimes you got to draw the line."
Think about it like this.
And he wants Sessions to run. He claims the main reason is that the only person with better name recognition and more beloved in Alabama than Roy fucking Moore is Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. They love them some Jeff Bosesh in Alabama.
You know they should get to run. Who's the coach of the Alabama, the Crimson Tide?
Sure.
Mom, what's his name? Text me. I can almost. Or you know they should have run. What's that guy? Phil Robertson. You know that guy? He's on Duck Dynasty.
Sure.
Why not? Have
get him before
run.
The hair does,
oh,
Phil
yes.
Robertson.
The creep.
So, they don't ban it. Apparently, has allegedly, according to four knowledgeable sources, Bannon has begun privately taking the temperature.
Ooh,
I
yes.
wonder if it's rectal.
Of course.
Of those in his inner circle to see what they think of the Moore allegations and to get their sense of how to proceed.
Yeah. Wow. When the fucking creepy Nazi dickhead that I don't know, beat his wife and shit falls out of love with you, then what?
Late last week, the Breitbart chairman said, "I will put him in a grave myself if he determines that Roy Moore was lying to him about the numerous accusations."
Holy fucking shit. Is that a threat?
He emphasized to both friends and colleagues he's uncomfortable with the charges.
Right.
Of sexual harassment and child molestation. Well, yeah.
One
should be.
Right.
That have been leveled at Moore, but he wasn't convinced the initial flood, starting with the first WAPO story, that's what we just talked about, was anything more than a hit job, he said.
Right. He's going to put him in a grave himself.
He thinks it was planted by Never Trumpers.
Oh, fuck you.
Operatives to shank Moore's campaign. Ooh.
What kind of, you know, it's kind of fascinating. It's like these people that think there are conspiracy theories everywhere and it's a deep state orchestrating all kinds of bullshit.
Yes.
Who the fuck do they think people are? It's like Michael Mann. Is Michael Bay in charge of everything?
Oh, everybody's a super genius, too.
Oh, yes. All right.
And if anything, I mean, even if you go back to Watergate, those were that was a Rhodes Scholar group compared to the morons that are in charge right now.
Yeah.
And they fucked up left and right and made bad decisions. So people are just dumb.
Yeah. Fucking Donald Trump Jr. is an idiot.
Except for no drama Obama.
Right.
No drama Obama.
Well, Obama, I mean, Obama wanted to be president.
Yeah, he read shit. Kind of studied. Kind of like looked at information and stuff. He didn't watch Fox and Friends and decide his policy based on that.
Yeah. I mean, even if you think about the people, the recent GOP presidents, even George W. Bush, George Bush Sr., I'm sorry. He had that moment in that fucking debate between him, Perot, and who the fuck was the Dem running against him?
Dukakis.
Do you remember when George Bush checked his watch in that debate?
Oh, yeah, that was a big deal.
That was like a nail in the fucking coffin for his campaign. But, you know, he was honest about it. They asked him about it. They're like, "Hey, what was that about?" And he goes, "Well, you know, if you've ever been in one of these debates, it's horrible. And so I was just seeing how much longer."
Well, when am I out of here?
Yeah.
How much longer do I have to take this?
Yeah.
Actually, wasn't it that was when he was running against Reagan.
No.
You sure?
Yeah, it wasn't Reagan. It wasn't Reagan.
Well, then Clinton.
Yeah.
Because Clinton beat GHWB.
And that was the one Perot was in on. Because Perot was on stage.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
before my time.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It was just a fetus.
I was an embryo.
I was a load.
Which is alive.
Sure. the headline just changed over to the Drudge Report. Interesting. But Bannon, we'll get to that in a millisecond. They say Bannon's trusted allies, several of them, have already told him it would be insane, as one put it, to believe at this point that the Moore accusations are baseless.
There you go. Wow. Right? And you even said, like, Mitch McConnell admitted it was a hard decision. That's crazy. To me, it's an easy decision. Do you want a diddler to be your senator?
Well, no, he doesn't. No. He didn't say it's a hard decision. He said it's a hard spot. He's upset that he's being thrown over the pinball machine.
Ooh. God damn.
God, I'm sorry for that visual,
people.
Burn
that pinball machine after he's done.
It says they're also worried that time is rapidly approaching when he would have to disavow Moore before it appeared as though he was simply caving to political pressure.
Right.
So he needs to get disavow quickly to get ahead of it.
Yeah.
Ben is currently in Japan, where he went to deliver a speech.
He's in Japan?
Yeah. He'll be back at the end of the week, it says.
Right.
So there you go.
Wow.
The
congratulations, GOP. You guys are looking great. Real good job.
And Mitch McConnell threatening to already prepare to unseat Roy Moore before he even puts his butt in the chair. Senator, I think it was Flake, Jeff Flake yesterday was like, I would vote for a Democrat over Roy Moore.
Wow. Way to go.
Yeah, way to have scruples.
I would vote for a Democrat over a guy that was fucking banned from them all for being a perv.
Senator Ron Johnson, the new headline.
Yes.
Over to the Drudge Repo.
Fuck you.
Ron Johnson, a really deep swamp creature. He's a heinous, horrible,
right.
Horrible human. Right wing nut job, Tea Party ish, really
gross.
And fuck Wisconsin for sending him back, by the way.
Right.
Shame on you.
Wisconsin is full of libs, man. They're full of liberals up there. What's with all these GOP dickbags?
Well, Ron Johnson has come out saying he opposes the Senate Republican tax bill.
Bam!
Saying it unfairly benefits corporations more than other types of businesses. What?
This guy must be on magic mushrooms or something. He's high or he's sick, you know?
If they can pass it without me, let them, he said. I'm not going to vote for this tax package.
What kind of leadership is that?
Well, and now that they came out with that bullshit yesterday where they sneakily put in, oh, and get rid of the Obamacare mandate.
Yeah, fuck you.
Addendum.
God.
The Democratic senators were screaming bloody murder yesterday. Right. Ron Wyden, there's a tape of him. He's like, we found this out 20 minutes ago.
It's bullshit.
20 minutes ago, they put this in. And
look,
now they're
going
to try to ram it through.
Yeah. Look at this. The GOP's in charge. Look at this shit show.
Yeah, and all the time they squealed about Obamacare being rammed through in 16 months.
Oh, my God.
And they're trying to do all this shit in weeks. Weeks.
Because they don't care.
Right. And without
they don't
conferring. Without yeah, without
they don't even
doing
want,
anything.
Was it,
they're horrible.
What bill did they want to ram through without the CBO looking at it? The congressional...
The first health care.
Blah, blah, blah,
the
whatever.
First torpedo Obamacare. Trump
right.
care.
We're not even have the guys with the calculators look at it to see what this bill actually does.
What? Right. And then when they came out and said, you know, it's horrible. It's going to put zillions of people off of the healthcare and everything. And they said, well, the CBO is always, you know, wrong.
Tell you what.
Except when we like what it says.
Yeah. If anybody else did their jobs like this, they'd be fired. Well, I mean, they suck.
Firemen 2018.
That's right.
And fire the Democrats, too, that are wishy-washy. Get some real liberals in there, some real progressives.
Hell yeah!
They're saying Johnson's position... Johnson. You thought Johnson. Johnson's position could undermine Senate's efforts to pass a tax plan by early December or to get a bill to Trump's desk by Christmas, which is what he's... it's just another shiv into one of Trump's fat folds.
I think that's as likely as Santa Claus coming down the chimney, isn't it? I mean, that tax, is this tax plan going to pass? Predictions.
Not this one.
Kate. Okay.
There was a Republican from the House today on telly that said, wow, I don't think we should put the Obamacare mandate in there.
What?
Well, they hate each other. The House Republicans hate the Senate and vice versa, because the Senate rightfully thinks that the House is nuts.
It's a loon fest.
It's really crazy. And that's with Ted Cruz and Mike Lee.
Oh, my God. That really puts it in perspective. In the fucking Senate
and Orrin Hatch. And who's that
How
asshole?
Do you work with...
Who's the snowball guy? Oklahoma.
Dickhead, fuck. Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I forgot his name.
The guy in charge of the science committee or some shit like that. He doesn't believe there's global warming, so he made a snowball, threw it in the fucking... God, fuck the GOP, these idiots.
Inhofe.
Yes.
Those guys are in the Senate, and they think the House is crazy. And
how
they're
do you
right.
work with Louis Gohmert?
They're right.
How do you work with Louis Gohmert? How do you even, like...
Louis Gohmert, who put together... really a soundly mocked chart yesterday. You know that chart that he whipped out to prove.
I never saw that. Is it stupid?
With all the lines heading right back between Russia and Hillary's vagina.
Oh, my God.
It is one of the more ridiculous things.
Is it true, though?
Ever.
Is that true? Can all this Russia collusion be tracked back
Absolutely.
To Hillary's inside fun parts?
And then, you know, Hannity came out with another one last night. Hannity had his own. His own charts with all of the transgressions of Hillary and all the Democrat scandals that nobody's paying attention to, goddammit.
Does Hannity believe this uranium shit?
Oh, that was one of them.
But like...
You can't. You can't.
I saw that Shepard Smith...
Shep Smith, I was going to play that a little bit of it.
I'm excited. I want to hear that shit. I love Shepard. What are you doing on Fox, dude?
Yeah, and massive piggy squeals.
Massive.
From a lot of social media scum.
Right.
About Shep Smith. He's got to go. A lot of them were saying, God. Get him out of there. This is why I turn off at 3 p.m. for fair and balanced, actual, real news. No, I'm going to listen to Steve Doocy see if he can pronounce things through all the Trump cum oozing out of his nostrils.
They should do. Hey, listen, if you're the makeup department on Fox and Friends, just do a check before you guys roll. Make sure there's no Trump jizz on Deucey's face.
It gives me a good shine.
Oh, yeah, Liz. Makes my eye bags disappear.
They even played almost all of like a 5-minute clip of Shep Smith shredding this uranium bullshit.
Right.
Almost saying, why are we talking about this?
Right.
This is crazy. Here are the facts. The timelines don't match up. Hillary did not have say over it. In fact, she wasn't even barely participating in that group. It was vetted by every other agency out there, the transaction. She had 1/9 of a vote on a panel where all 9 voted yes.
Right.
And, It was completely vetted. They don't get to take the uranium out. They didn't get ownership over all of our fucking uranium.
This is how I understand it. This is the one detail you have to know, right? It's not the kind of uranium that blows shit up.
It's not the kind of uranium that blows shit up. The Russians have plenty of their own. We have plenty of our own. We're doing okay with uranium.
I got plenty enough to eat at home.
God, like these motherfuckers. Yeah, and
so stupid.
And then the donation. What about the donation to the Clinton Foundation from that one guy who sold his interest in the Russian company years before that transaction? Rosneft bought Uranium One. He had nothing to do with that anymore. And she wasn't even Secretary of State when those donations came in and stuff.
This is going to sound crazy, but like sometimes I think it would be easier to deal with a GOP if those fucking scandals that they crow about were actually true. It might be easier to deal with these fucknuts.
It's it's crazy.
They don't care about the truth, and the reality is that uranium thing, unfortunately, it's too complicated. It's too complicated to make these dickbags understand it because they're too fucking stupid.
Yeah, big, giant piggy squeals. Here's a little bit of Chef Smith's.
Republicans repeatedly mentioned and sometimes asked questions about Uranium One. The Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he needs a factual basis to appoint a special counsel to
Right. He said that to that asshole Jordan
right,
from Ohio.
That.
People of Ohio, you should be almost as embarrassed as the people from Iowa who sent
shit.
Steve King with that Jordan. Jim Jordan, is that his name? That raving lunatic who questioned Jeff Sessions and was mad. Why haven't you appointed a special counsel to get Hillary, goddammit?
Because there's nothing there, you dickhead.
And like you said, if anybody on the planet, Jeff Bosesh would love to sink his teeth into her labia. He would just die to be able to get a hold of her and throw her into jail.
Don't make me picture Jeff Sessions biting anyone's pussy.
And
damn it.
That ever happened.
Right.
And and he...
Come here.
Missionary only, like the Lord intended. And
Lindsay.
So, yeah. So Jeff Bosesh said to Jordan, "He's like, why haven't you done this?" And Jeff Bosesh's closing salvo. They're like,
right.
"All right, your time's up, but you can finish the question." He says, "Because he went through all this. He's like, well, it looks like Hillary Clinton did this, and she did this, and she did this, and then this happened, and then they sold this, and then Bill Clinton did this, and then this, and this is what it looks like. So why isn't there a special counsel?" And Jeff Bosesh says, "Well, because looks like isn't good enough. We need factual evidence."
Right.
Looks like isn't good enough.
And like, listen,
even Jeff Bosesh.
Right. What about Russia? I was actually surprised Jefferson Beauregard Sessions didn't say, "Yeah, I know this Hillary shit, but should we look into this Russia stuff?" Ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
right.
Why not look into that? It's insane. They're screaming about Hillary, and we don't know what Vladimir Putin is doing to our fucking elections.
Yeah, whatever district, sent Jim Jordan, whatever Ohio district, you must be some real fucking winners to send that asshole.
Can I just say one thing? And it's like, I listen to these GOP dickbags, and my thought was like, how do we even keep the lights on in this fucking country with that stupid fucking party in charge? They're so dumb.
Right.
Why are you screaming about Hillary, you piece of fucking garbage? You want to put a fucking child rapist in the Senate, you fuckheads. God damn.
Yeah, just a fucking asshole.
Ugh, totally, dude. What the fuck?
And that's kind of why they sent that, I think they sent that letter that's like, oh, yeah, we'll look into it.
We'll look into it.
For these idiots. But there's, I mean, they even sent the letter. Well, you know, we'll look into it, but
right.
If there's no evidence of a crime, we're not going to appoint a special counsel.
Right. And that's why they have this process, right? Because Trump would want it. Trump would say, oh, let's look into it.
Right.
We need to actually, I don't know, fuck them.
I just Googled Jordan Sessions, and apparently there's a fitness model named Jordan Sessions.
Oh, yeah? A dude or
a girl?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me look.
I already found the real article. Look at you.
I was curious.
I guess my main Jordan question is, what's it going to take?
Oops. Here it is. Here is the profound shame of Ohio.
Fuck you.
Representative Jim Jordan yesterday talking to Jeff Bosesh and just listen to this. Oh, what do you mean? Hillary.
All that, not to mention the dossier information. What's it going to take to actually get a special counsel?
It will take a factual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special counsel.
Is that
a factual basis?
We need facts.
That meets the criteria for a special counsel.
Oh, my God.
And then Jim Jordan's like, fuck your facts. This is what it looks like.
You're loathsome. You're loathsome. I mean, Jim Jordan, shame on you, dickbag. Don't you think your constituents, I mean, maybe they're stupid and maybe they want you to look into this Hillary shit, but be an adult. Be an adult and go home and tell your constituents they're fucking dumb.
Although, his nipple rubbing buddy is Getz.
Tweaking.
Our representative.
Oh, God.
The two of them chained at the nipple were together saying, hey, let's get rid of Mueller.
Right. I walk around all day and I'm just unacclimated to here. I walk around all day thinking Jerry Brown's my governor. Oh. He's not. He's not. It's that piece of shit Rick Scott.
Actual basis that meets the standards of the appointment of a special counsel.
Is that analysis going on right now?
Well, it's in the manual of the Department of Justice about what's required. We've only had two. The first one was the Waco, Janet Reno.
He's talking about special counsels. And the reason they do a special counsel is because of the appearance of non-impartiality. That's why they don't, you know, these Benghazi hearings and shit like that didn't warrant a special counsel.
I mean, it's insane. They're taking time in this valuable hearing where I feel like they should be talking about this collusion shit and questioning this liar who's you know, sitting there. But instead, Jeff Bosech has to explain to some GOP dickhead that why we need facts. Why we want to investigate shit based on facts. What a waste. What a colossal waste of time. My God. If you're a constituent of this Jim Jordan, whoever the fuck this is, you should be losing your fucking mind. You should be pulling your fucking hair out.
You should be losing your vote.
Fuck yeah.
You should have your vote revoked.
Quit
if
voting
you sent
for
this
him.
Piece of shit to Congress, because he ain't working for you.
Quit voting for these teabag fucknuts, Tea Party, whatever they are.
Senator Danforth, who took over that investigation as special counsel, and Mr. Mueller. Each of those are pretty special factual situations.
Let me ask it this
way. We will use the proper standards, and that's what I only thing I can tell you, Mr. Jordan.
Well, it's a little pissy.
Right,
little
right.
Pissy elf, all of a sudden, yeah.
You. I appreciate
you can that. Have your idea, but sometime we have to study what the facts are.
You can have your idea, but sometimes we have to study what the facts are.
Oh, my God.
These are two heinous Republicans.
You're making me root for Jeff Bosech
arguing it out.
In an argument.
Well, only for 2 or 3 seconds.
I know, but it's bananas. You know, the problem with that is that. Like, you side with him and then all of a sudden, I'm sure it buys this Gollum freak a little bit of credibility in this hearing. You know?
Jordan?
No, this buys Jeff Bosech cred because he's actually saying things that are true.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, even he realizes he can't.
It's nuts. But he's a liar.
But sometime we have to study what the facts are and to evaluate whether it meets the standard.
Well said. So let me ask you this. If in fact.
Yeah, well said. Well said. So let me ask you this.
Well said.
Facts. I'm a Republican. We don't give a shit about facts.
Butter emails.
Anyway, whether it meets the standard.
Well said. So let me ask you this. If in fact.
A special counsel.
Well, we know one fact. We know the Clinton campaign, the Democrat National Committee paid for.
Notice, by the way, Democrat.
God, fuck this guy. Hey, who is
Democrat it? National Committee.
Jim Jordan, you dickhead. You know, our country would be better off with Hillary. If Hillary was president, our country would be better off. They would be. We would be.
Hillary Duff.
Fucking A, man. Hillary Duff. What show is she on? Hillary Duff.
Any Hillary. Pick a Hillary.
Hillary Swank.
Would be better than what we've got going on now.
Right.
Here's a little bit more. Listen to this, just this fuckwad Jordan.
Yeah. Loser.
I mean, seriously, he's almost less likable than Steve King.
What the fuck?
Who was also pretty loathsome during this hearing, by the way. But
what did he say? I missed that.
Same shit, you know. Yeah. I mean,
the campaign, the Democrat National Committee paid for, through the law firm, paid for the dossier. We know that happened. And it sure looks like The FBI was paying the author of that document, and it sure looks like a major political party was working with the federal government to then turn an opposition research document, the equivalent of some National Enquirer story, into an intelligence document, take that to the FISA court so that they could then get a warrant to spy on Americans associated with President Trump's campaign. That's what it looks like. And I'm asking you, doesn't that warrant, in addition to all the things we know about James Comey in 2016,
He's just lying, right?
He's saying that they, that the dossier, the P tape, was written, intentionally made up, and put before a FISA court with collusion from the FBI.
Yes.
And Jim Comey. It's a vast conspiracy to make up the dossier, send it to a FISA court.
Yes.
And fleece the FISA court into then authorizing the spying, which we know did not happen.
He's lying.
Except incidental. That authorizes the spying of innocent people on the Trump campaign.
It doesn't work. Our government doesn't work. We don't work anymore. I'm sorry. It's true. We don't fucking work.
What an embarrassment, Jim Jordan. And those... They, what, he might as well have gotten that script from Alex Jones. That's the exact kind of shit Alex Jones would say.
We know.
We know that it went to the FISA court, and that they did this, and that they colluded with the FBI, and Comey, and Hillary, and the Chimera.
How many fucking Chimera? Hey, if Kate was Chimera, what do you think? What do you think she would...
I'm not convinced she's not.
She would be... What if she had wings, flying ability? Oh, would that, God. Would that be a positive or a negative?
Negative, but... Thumbs would be the worst.
Okay, yeah, yeah. She's like, I got on your PayPal account.
No thumbs, yeah.
We don't work. Our government sucks. We suck. Hey, listen, this Roy Moore shit, take out the child molesting shit, okay? Take it out of the equation. He was vile. Kicked off the Supreme Court of Alabama.
Twice.
Our attorney general back in the day was too racist to be a judge in Reagan's time.
Again, even Alabama removed him from the Supreme Court. Even Alabama.
I make a joke sometimes, and I mean this sincerely. Kate, get the cast of West Wing on the phone. I will take Charlie Sheen as president. Oh, fuck. Wow. Yes! Charlie Sheen's awesome. Martin Sheen.
Okay, Charlie Sheen's right. Got some issues, yeah.
Charlie Sheen,
maybe one Corey of the few Haim, people man. On Earth
oh, God.
That might not be a step up from what we got right now. You may have found one of the few people.
You know, I get those guys mixed up. I would take Martin Sheen. Hey, who is the press secretary? She's awesome. I love her. What's her face?
Oh, on West Wing.
Allie Sheedy. Not Allie Sheedy. Of her.
Allison Janney.
Allison Janney. God damn. Give me that old cast. I'll even take Rob Lowe. I don't give a fuck. This sucks.
I'll even take Rob Lowe. Poor Rob Lowe.
Hey.
Rob Lowe getting some collateral damage here.
You know.
Shade. He might be perfectly acceptable.
We suck, man. We just suck. We can't even fucking function.
This subhuman Jim Jordan is exactly the problem with this country. An old, middle-aged, angry, white dummy. White privileged dummy.
How are we supposed to, like, the idea that our government has anybody in mind except straight white males is nuts. These NDAs that you sign if you're sexually harassing people, and you know 99% of the fucking people harassed were women in the government. Man, that's bananas. Think how many women in government are compared to men.
Right.
And we're going to make these women sign NDAs when they want to sue because their jobs are being fucked with?
Americans associated with President Trump's campaign. That's what it looks like. And I'm asking you, doesn't that warrant, in addition to all the things we know about James Comey in 2016, doesn't that warrant naming a second special counsel, as 20 members of this committee wrote you 3.5 months ago asking you to do?
Well, Mr. Comey is no longer the director of the FBI.
Thank goodness.
We have an ex...
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Damn, I fucking...
So, Mr. Comey is no longer the director of the FBI, so... We can't fire him. Sorry, Jim. Hillary Clinton is not president. We can't impeach her. I'm sorry, Jim.
And by the way, Hillary Duff was best known for her role as Lizzie McGuire in the show, the Disney show, Lizzie McGuire.
The eponymously named.
Back in the day.
Well, Mr. Comey is no longer the director of the FBI.
Thank goodness.
We have an excellent man of integrity and ability in Chris Wray, and I think he's going to do an outstanding job, and I'm very happy about
that.
He's
not here today, Attorney General.
And I would say,
I'm asking for a special counsel.
The time of the gentleman.
And I would say
expired.
Looks like is not enough basis to appoint a special counsel.
There you go. Looks like is not enough.
My main question is
not enough basis to appoint a special counsel. He's like, Jim Jones, I'm asking you to appoint a special counsel.
You know, the thing is.
Sorry, looks like.
Right. You could replace that Jim Jordan. Is that dick bag's name?
Yeah.
You could replace him with any fuckstick that you run into in Florida at a dive bar, just spewing out bullshit Breitbart headlines.
Sure.
And that's the same guy. It's the same fucking guy.
We kind of spun off. Here's Shep Smith. Just a few seconds of his sanity.
Sessions says he needs a factual basis to appoint a special counsel to investigate Clinton. One has not yet been appointed, though Attorney General Sessions says he has asked federal prosecutors to evaluate issues presented by House Republicans, including Uranium One. Here's the exchange between Jeff Sessions and the Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio.
We just played that for you.
Yeah, I can't listen to Jim Jordan again. I'll put my head through a fucking window.
What is Uranium One? Uranium One is the name of a South Africa-based mining company. Back in 2007, it merged.
Okay, so now he spends the next 5 minutes explaining that there is no there.
There's nothing there.
There is no there. There.
Relax. You know what I mean?
Right. Raked over the coals from right-wing nutjob social media.
For telling the truth.
Oh, sure. One tweet. I normally don't turn into Chef's Hour on Fox. Can't stand his bias.
He's saying facts, dickbag.
He's one of the ones that's non-biased.
Right.
Like, who's the other guy that's,
But I mean... Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace, by the way, I saw a tweet about this where some dude is like, Chris Wallace and Shep Smith should be part of the Pink Hat Brigade or something.
Yeah, right.
What the fuck that means.
Today, while surfing channels, it caught my interest. In 3 minutes, he argued Hillary's defense, how she had nothing to do with Uranium One, and how Trump had lied about it. He has to go! All caps.
Oh, my God.
Another one. You need to get that Hack Shep News, Shep. Well, it's at Shep News Team is his Twitter. You need to get that Hack Shep Smith out of Fox. He just made excuses for crooked Hillary and is clearly a double agent. Hey, Shep, Hillary took $145 million regardless of when it was sent.
Yeah.
Pay for play, you goof. She took it years before she knew she was going to be Secretary of State and had a vote on that panel.
They're never going to understand. They're never going to understand because they're dumb as fuck. They're dumb as fuck. They believe Paul Podesta's making lasagna filled with jizz.
Shep Smith just gave his opinion of crooked Hillary on the uranium scandal. Totally lied. Misrepresented every fact. Get rid of him. He's a shill for Hillary as most gays are.
Oh, my God.
There it is.
Right.
What Send him to CNN.
Fucking dickhead.
Is Shep Smith Hillary's attorney or what? Jeez, he has to be on her payroll. Or he drank a gallon of her Kool-Aid today. Sickening. He got Uranium One all figured out and Hillary's blameless. He needs to go.
Well, a lot of people have the Uranium One thing figured out.
Right.
It's not... here's how I understand... Well, I just said it. It's not the kind of uranium where you blow shit up with. You know, you don't make nuclear bombs out of it. Right? Right? Am I stupid? That's right. That's a fact. God, these idiots make you
And then
insane.
Because they're really trying to get Mueller with all this, because Mueller was the head of the FBI at the time, and obviously he was in on it too.
What the fuck did they think is going on? What? They must think, like, there's some... Do they think there's a bunker somewhere where people are just scheming all day and there's like... Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, sure, they the pedophiles up on Mars are sending marching orders.
The Martian pedophiles are pulling the string from outer space, baby.
The
fuck off.
Supreme stupidity of this country is beyond embarrassing.
Putin loves it, by the way. Putin must love it.
Oh,
he's like, look what I can do. At least the Americans are so fucking dumb.
The donation to the Clinton Foundation from confirmed Uranium One investors drops from more than $145 million to $4 million. The Clinton Foundation did not disclose those donations.
So the actual Uranium One people, this $145 million, that guy is not related to Rosneft anymore, sold all of his stake in it.
Right.
And it was years before. You can't count the $145 million. There was actually $4 million.
Yes.
That was donated. And even then, there's no quid pro quo. You can't prove
right.
that there was pay for play or quid pro quo.
I mean, not that it's related, but to me, the fucking insanity of this uranium bullshit with Hillary is like, dude, if you're looking for pay for play shit, why don't you look at the guy who's our president? I mean, God, you know what I mean? I mean, tell me he's not crooked. Tell me Trump's not crooked. Tell me there's not all sorts of bullshit. Oh, fuck off, you know?
The
biggest dirtbag in the on the history of the planet is fucking president, and you're worried about Hillary Clinton. Burn in hell, dickhead. I don't even believe in that shit.
It's so amazing.
I want to believe in God just so this dickhead can roast in fiery flames of damnation. Fuck me.
I don't think that'll help.
It'll what?
I don't think that'll help. No, I don't think it'll wish God into existence.
Yeah, right.
Here's the last couple seconds.
$45 million to $4 million. The Clinton Foundation did not disclose those donations. After a New York Times story exposed them, the foundation reported it made mistakes, saying it had disclosed donations from a Canadian charity, but did not specify the names of the donors to that charity who had associations with the uranium company. Even so, the accusation is predicated on the charge that Secretary Clinton approved the sale. She did not. A committee of nine evaluated the sale. The president approved the sale. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission and others had to offer permits. None of the uranium was exported for use by the U.S. to Russia. Republicans.
There you go.
None of the uranium.
There you go. Yeah. Lies, all lies. He lays out the facts, and these morons are like, everything he said's a lie.
You know what's frustrating? It's like, dude, it's Fox News. I thought you believed everything these dickbags at Fox News said. Motherfucker. That makes you feel like it's totally hopeless. Like, it's not Rachel Maddow saying this. It's Shep Smith from your network that you believe whatever they say, but not this.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe Steve Ducey needs to say this for them to believe it. The idiots.
No, I don't.
You don't think Steve Ducey?
I don't
say
even
this?
Think. Yeah.
How depressing. You fucking morons! God, you idiots out there!
Thanks for joining us this lovely Wednesday.
How can you be that stupid? I mean, really.
Already getting dark here in no flow, which sucks.
No flow.
Why don't we just have daylight savings time all year round? I don't get it. Why do we switch back?
Right. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if people that vote GOP can read, you know, like what the literacy rate is. Mm. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking kidding. Like listening to that dickhead. God.
The, Hashtag thanks birth control day is trending on the Twitter.
Hell yeah,
celebration,
man.
Celebration of birth control. I see a lot of the Russian trolls are out on a lot of the posts for thanks birth control.
Yes.
And one post was a woman said she had severe preeclampsia.
Right.
And was told, don't have any more kids.
Yes.
It will kill you and or the child.
Right.
She said, without birth control, I could possibly die.
Yeah. Thanks, birth control.
And four or five of the Russian trolls responded, well, then just stop having sex.
Right. Okay.
What is wrong with these people?
Can I just stop having sex? Okay. Well, tell your fucking GOP senatorial candidates to stop raping women.
Well, but what does that say? That says that all women are good for is incubators.
Absolutely.
Stop having sex, you whore.
God damn. Get out of people's pussies. Just get out of it. Get out of it. And leave Hillary Clinton alone with this uranium shit.
Well, it's ridiculous. We We got a poll.
Yes. Oh, God. Revealing here. More stupidity in this beautiful fucking country. God.
Well, kind of. Good news.
Okay.
Question mark.
Good news, but with a motherfucking caveat.
There was a Quinnipiac poll.
Ooh, wee-wee.
Released yesterday.
Yes.
That.
Hand release.
Only 4 in 10 registered voters now believe President Donald Trump is fit for office.
4 in 10.
Now, this is not job approval.
Yeah.
This is, because you can think, okay, I disagree with everything Obama's right. doing, but he's at least fit to be president of the United States.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Yes.
This is only 4 out of 10 think Donald is fit to be president.
This is different, Pat.
Marking a new low.
Yes.
For respondents to this survey, which asked the same question in September and October, 57% say he is not fit for the office he holds.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fuck yeah.
But here's where it gets depressing.
Okay.
93% of Democrats.
Yes.
Say he's unfit. What's wrong with the 7%?
Yeah, yeah. Get out of the party.
I want to meet the 7% that say they think Trump is fit for office.
Yeah, take their progressive cards. Get out.
86% of Republicans think he's fit still.
I mean, yeah.
How low hath the Republican Party sank?
Well, I think they have always been this low. They've always been dirtbags. They've always been racist. They've always been gay-hating homophobes, transphobic dickheads. But this Trump guy, I mean, he's so
he makes it
brash.
Cool.
Yes.
For them.
He emboldens the dickheads. I mean, my God, those fuckers in Charlottesville, they're marching without fucking hoods.
Right.
And they're screaming out Nazi slogans. They're not even embarrassed. I mean, that's...
waving tiki torches.
We're in the golden age of the dickhead right now. We're in the dickhead age. The gilded dickbag age. Congratulations.
60% of independents now agree with Democrats, though, who say Trump is not fit. And
okay.
that may be the telling
yes.
stat is that if he loses the independents that were like throwing a fuck you vote.
Yes.
How bad can he be kind of a thing? Now they found out how bad he can be.
Right.
And now only, 60% of them are like, he's not fit to be.
Yeah. And also I would like to ask the people that still think Schittler's fit for office. Would you
talk to those people? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But would you let him babysit your children?
Oh, God, no.
Would you let, I mean, I think about it.
Ivana wouldn't let him babysit his own children.
Right. But like, would you let him drive somewhere? If your kids were in the car, would you let him drive? Just think things like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think so.
Right.
I'm not letting a girl above 10 anywhere near him.
No, fuck no. I mean, I wouldn't let the guy, like, if he was like, if Schindler was like, hey, guys, I'm going to McDonald's. What do you guys want? I'm like, no, let me get the orders and I'll go. Because I don't want to get a fucked up fish filet if I ordered a double cheeseburger.
93% here again. Please tell me, Republicans, how it's not about race.
He would actually, I'm sorry.
And it's not about racism.
Donald Trump would actually get the McDonald's order right. He would be good at that.
He's got it memorized.
He loves it.
No pickles, extra ketchup.
Can he sing that song?
Well,
that's from
Burger King, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I like Burger King.
I like it all.
93% of people identifying as black.
Yes.
And 70% identifying as Hispanic say he's not fit to serve. God, the
93%?
Yeah.
It's not 100%.
There's a weird thing going on with the Hispanics where it's not even, some of it is the parents.
Right.
That immigrated.
Yes.
And for some reason, they just have this, it's human, it's greed. It's human ass fuckery. Of all, apparently,
but the dreamers.
Even Hispanics can have it too. It's, I got mine, fuck you.
I mean, it's all bananas, right? Because like he actually said, Mexico's full of rapists or something like that. He wants to build a wall.
Yeah, I don't get it.
What was that Cards Against Humanity thing you put up?
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
That was funny.
60% of independents agree with Oh, I said that already. White voters.
Yes. Oh, God, guys.
Tell me again, Republicans, how it's not about racism.
Boo.
White voters are split on the question of his fitness for office, with 49% of white fucks saying he's fit, 48% saying he's not.
Hold on a second. White Republicans?
Whites.
Oh, God.
But I think you could extrapolate, since 93% of the people who identified as Democrats said he ain't fit, I think one could say that.
Yeah, that's true.
If you're saying white, you're also saying Republican.
Oh, my God. White people. I mean, you got to be ashamed of yourself. Just be ashamed of your fucking self.
His approval rating has also slightly fallen back down to 35%, nearing the lowest point.
Fuck you.
Which was 33% in August.
Boo. God.
Nearly 6 in 10 say they disapprove of everybody says they disapprove of the way he's handling his job as president.
6 in 10 people. Damn. Well, hey, Donald, so what are you going to do? You're going to hear this. You're going to hear this fucking poll. Tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up and maybe change things up, how you do things. I mean, most people don't like how you're doing your fucking job.
Right, right, right. job approval among Republicans?
Fuck you.
80%.
God. 80%. Man, I mean, how stupid are fucking Republicans, man? I mean, it's fucking dumb as shit.
91% of Democrats, 63% of independents disapprove.
Yeah.
91% black, 70% Hispanic, and 50% of white voters, respectively, disapprove as Trump's job as president.
I mean, the thing is, like, you read his tweets and shit. Like, it doesn't seem like a normal guy. It definitely doesn't seem like a guy I want in charge of anything. He's running the fucking country.
Pretty big sampling, 1,500 people.
Yes.
Landlines and cell phones. A lot of times they complain about that. They're like, people only have landlines you call, but now they call cell phones too.
Right.
Majority of registered voters said Trump is not honest.
Right.
Does not have good leadership skills. Does not care about average Americans. Is not level-headed. 65% think he's not level-headed.
God damn it.
Ain't that great? The guy with the tiny little orange fingers with McDonald's burger grease on them, hovering over the button.
Oh, that's a good point. Are you worried that his fingers are so fucking greasy from eating Big Macs, they could slip, hit the wrong button, boom.
I was trying to call somebody.
Nuclear war. I was trying to call somebody. You saying he got a cell phone mixed up with a nuclear football?
I was trying to tweet in the middle of the night. I grabbed the wrong thing. 62% say he doesn't share their values.
Why are you voting for him?
Why are we held hostage to 30-some percent of this fucking country?
You don't like him. You don't like the guy. See, he doesn't share your values. Why do you support him? Because you hate Democrats? You hate progressives that fucking much? Don't you care about the fucking country? Fuck.
Yeah. You said it's the age of Assholius.
Aquarius.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, I mean, you know, hey, listen, I just want to say, you know, fuck everybody for saying Obama's a tyrant. He was horrible and blah, 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 blah. Shitty president.
Shouldn't he still be president? Wasn't he going to rip up the Constitution and decide he was going to be president for life?
I haven't
seen that happen.
You know what? You remember Alex Jones said he wouldn't rule out the possibility of Obama staging a nuclear event in an attempt to stay in office?
It's exhausting.
People are just dumb as fuck.
Yeah,
they're allowed to vote. That is sad. That's sad as shit.
Very dark period for the United States right now.
You really think everybody should be able to vote, even these stupid fuckers?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's our job to somehow educate them. I think everybody should be able to vote.
Educate them?
I can't be a hypocrite and say Only then I'd be a Republican. Only people who agree with me should be able to vote.
I don't mean everybody that can agree with you. I mean, these guys are dumb as shit.
Google Docs is back after an outage is one of the headlines.
Oh, but shit.
I've been in Google Docs the whole show.
So. Right. Well, okay. You're lucky.
So that's what's going on.
Right.
There.
Yeah, Kate, you slept through that whole, all that shit. Damn.
Trump is unfit to be president. Boom. He also apparently...
He sucks.
Apparently, North Korea has...
right.
Has declared... has sentenced Trump to death.
Oh, I saw that. Well.
North Korean state media today said Trump has been, quote, sentenced to death by the Korean people.
Fuck you.
An editorial from the North Korean newspaper... Rodong Simmun.
Good job, man.
Said he should know that he is just a hideous criminal sentenced to death by the Korean people.
Yay.
He will be forced to pay dearly for his blasphemy any moment.
Mike Pence is like, ooh, yeah, keep talking. Keep talking, baby. Put in the ball gag.
The Korean people regard the face of Trump as a symbol of wolf-like U.S. imperialism and as a target of merciless retaliation and send him to the hell he likes so much to tout.
You know that's so. I'm gonna send you to the hell that you like to tout.
You know. I've never.
Have you ever heard Bruce Willis say that right before he beats the shit out of somebody in a movie? Never.
So there you go. I mean, you know, great. Who cares?
North Korea's crazy.
Blah, blah, blah.
Our leader's crazy. Perfect.
Look, they sentenced me to death.
Yeah, let me call Duterte and see what he thinks about it.
God, I hope he doesn't sentence Kim to death in a tweet or something.
No, he's going to. That is so up his alley.
Oh, yeah.
I you know what? I got a dollar. I'll bet you that he does that. I bet you a dollar he does that.
We had a little bit of a Festivus this morning.
Festivus.
Really early this morning, like 4 a.m. ish. Of course, God. He is just back from Asia, so he may be lagging.
Jet lag. I need an Egg McMuffin.
Our great country is respected again in Asia. You will see the fruits of our long but successful trip for many years to come.
Yeah.
He tweeted.
That's when he first woke up. Yeah.
Then, meanwhile, the only reason he thinks our great country is respected again is because they had parades for him. It's because they knew how to stroke his tiny little pecker. Ooh,
yeah, you're right. They stroked him off good.
Next tweet. Fox and friends will be showing much of our successful trip to Asia and the friendships and benefits that will endure for years to come.
How does he know what Fox and Friends is showing? I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's fucked up.
It's Trump media.
Hey,
Trump
Steve,
state television.
Steve, show some nice pictures of Melania feeding Goo Goo.
Then he brings out the Festivus. While in the Philippines, I was forced to watch CNN. Apparently, they strapped him down and Clockwork Oranged him and pried his little eyeballs open and made him watch Wolf Blitzer or something.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the Philippines, I was forced to watch CNN, which I have not done in months. And again, liar.
God.
Liar.
Wait, have we ever, even George fucking Bush, did he ever just rage against CNN or any other fucking media network that he didn't like?
That's all he's got. He's got to discredit the media because they've got him.
God, this is an authoritarian motherfucker.
Well, in the Philippines, I was forced to watch CNN, which I have not done in months, and again realized how bad and fake it is. Loser! Exclamation point. Loser!
You called CNN a loser?
I guess so. Not losers, by the way. Loser.
Is anybody a hater, by the way?
Exclamation point.
You're a loser. Shit.
Then he retweeted...
Reach what?
Some small account that only has like a couple thousand followers, but then they restricted their account and locked it, so we can't see what he retweeted.
Oh, my God.
But he does say, thank you, working hard.
Right. Hard.
The tweet is unavailable.
Oh. Damn. It must have been something horrible.
So whoever tweeted it didn't want the attention of the president retweeting them.
That's crazy.
Doesn't seem to enjoy it.
That's crazy, dude. Imagine you don't want POTUS to retweet you because it's embarrassing.
Or you get a lot of hate.
Yeah.
Rightfully so.
God damn.
Some guy, Trump fan 1995 with 12,000 followers.
Yes.
His Twitter bio says, hashtag, I stand with Trump, hashtag MAGA, hashtag Trump 2020. He tweeted, or this Russian fake account tweeted, do you approve or disapprove of President Trump's job performance? Do vote and retweet. Hashtag MAGA, hashtag Trump. 13,000 votes. Unsurprisingly, 80% strongly approve of Trump's job performance.
Oh, yeah. God damn. What are you guys smoking?
Oh, God.
What?
This is not true. One of the top responses. Thank God we have President Trump in the White House instead of Hillary. I think he's doing a great job. He's our only chance to restore our country's pride, respect, and patriotism. The foreign leaders look at him with admiration and respect.
That's a bot.
What?
That is a robot.
He doesn't bow down to kings. No, he curtsies to them.
Oh, yeah, he does. On that first trip.
Oh, and the response after that is, you can't bow when you're curtsying. And it's right. A video of him curtsying.
Go watch that. Go watch that video again.
Saudi Prince Woohoo or whatever.
Woohoo. I didn't know what else to do, so I curtsied to Woohoo.
So then Trump said, thank you, and retweeted that poll result.
Nice.
That scientific poll from a MAGA account on Twitter.
God, he's a blowhard. He's an idiot.
Then he's upset that those basketball players aren't sucking his dick.
Oh, God.
Do you think the three UCLA basketball players will say, thank you, President Trump? They were headed for 10 years in jail, which, by the way, we found out is not necessarily
that's
accurate.
That's not factual.
That they were under house arrest, and they were probably going to be just kicked out of the country and told you can't come back.
That's different than 10 years in jail.
It's a little different than 10 years in jail.
By the way, I put up a story on our facebook.com/crabdiving/crabdiving. That Schittler lies 5.5 times a day. 5 days. Six
to
lies.
Us.
Oh, shit.
To the people.
Damn, I never thought about
imagine
it
imagine
like
what
that.
Melania's going through and what General Kelly's going through. Mr. President, did you tweet?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
Did you
right
call
here.
Steve Bannon? Oh, no, not at all.
Barron grabbed my phone.
Then he tweeted, the failing New York Times
hates
the fact that I've developed a great relationship with world leaders like Xi Jinping, president of China.
China.
Dot, 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 dot.
How many dots?
He's got 280 characters. He doesn't have to do that anymore.
Three dots. Three fucking dots.
Well,
that's an
in
ellipsis.
The next tweet, he starts with three dots.
Yes.
They should realize that these relationships are a good thing, not a bad thing. The U.S. is being respected again. Watch trade! Exclamation point.
Okay. God.
And then again, an hour later,
it's actually hard to believe how naive or dumb the failing
capitalized.
God damn it. Failing! That's
not all
want.
Caps. Not all caps.
Right.
Just capitalized.
You know, don't you feel like sometimes if you embolden something or you put something in all caps because you want someone to look at that word, maybe your sentence is not constructed in the most optimal way. If you really have to, you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
No.
It is actually hard to believe how naive or dumb the failing New York Times is when it comes to foreign policy. Weak and ineffective! Exclamation point.
It's our president.
Oh, God. How long has the New York Times been around?
Long, long time.
I mean, I don't know. A long, yeah.
Exhausting.
Yeah. We got a dickhead. President fucking dickhead. And it's not, none of this shit is really shocking or surprising after the campaign that he ran. That's a really frustrating thing. It's not like, oh, boy, I can't believe how bad he sucks. Actually, it's worse, right? It's worse than we thought.
Yeah. he was going to be presidential. Remember, he was going to pivot at some point and show us all that he's actually not an insane lunatic,
right?
Man, baby.
He's going to be presidential any fucking second now. As soon as he stops calling people losers, loser.
There's a controversy.
Yes.
Down in Australia.
Hello. G'day.
congratulations on 62% of the people saying that gay people are people too.
Absolutely.
Should be able to get married.
And the sharks are like, I don't give a fuck.
Now
I'm
let's
gonna,
see
I'm
if
gonna eat y'all.
They all taste the same, all pink on the inside.
Stay out of the fucking water, guys.
Now, let's see if their parliament does the right thing.
Yes.
Because it was a non-binding postal survey, they call them.
God damn.
So, do you remember in I think it was Australia, where they were going to name, they put out a contest.
Yes.
On the internet.
Right.
To name their boat. And remember, the winning boat was always a British contest.
Hello.
The British vessel was ultimately called the Sir David Attenborough.
Jolly good.
In honor of the naturalist and broadcaster.
Right.
But the actual winner,
yes,
of the contest that they said, well, we can't name this.
What is it?
Was Bodie McBoatface.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that.
Well, then they decided to name one of the remote drone submarines.
Right?
Yeah, Bodie McBoatface.
I love it.
Bodie has already had its voyages. It's out there working.
How's he doing?
Bodie McBoatface. Well, they apparently the Australians didn't learn.
Yes.
Because it says they've been encouraged for the past year to name the 6 new ferries through the Name Your Ferry website.
Yeah.
The remainder of the ferries have been named after prominent Australians.
God.
Somebody named Bungaree. That sounds like a native.
Bungaree.
Pemulwuy and right. Medical doctors Victor Chan, Catherine Hamlin, and Fred Hollows. But
no Paul Hogan.
The final choice,
yes,
for a ferry that has been christened,
yes,
Ferry McFerryface.
I love it so much.
But apparently,
oh, that's great.
And I'm a fan of unions and stuff. But this is going a little too far. And fuck this union. The Maritime Union of Australia is pissed.
Why?
They think it's denigrating. And humiliating.
It's whimsy.
The spokesman for the Maritime Union of Australia, Paul Garrett.
Hello.
Tight ass fuckwad, apparently.
Hello, Mr. Fuckwad.
Was furious with the decision to christen the last of the new fleet of Sydney Harbour ferries, Ferry McFerryface. If I was going to Sydney, I would wait to ride Ferry McFerryface as opposed to Her Majesty's Fred Hollows or Catherine Hamlin.
I want a t-shirt.
Hamlin. Right.
I want a Ferry McFerryface t-shirt
this
and a
is
hat.
Dumb.
And the whole fucking thing, man.
The transport minister is demonstrating here that he treats public transport as a joke, Garrett said.
Oh,
Garrett,
God.
Pull the fucking didgeridoo out of your ass.
You know, I know a guy that plays one of those, and they're big. You know this dude?
It's my didgeridoo imitation.
Good one. There's a guy in Pensacola that plays a didgeridoo, and he rides a motorcycle, and then he has that thing strapped to his back when he's driving around. Like, that looks precarious.
Otherwise, it looks like he's jousting.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He said he's taking the absolute mickey out of public transport in this state.
What?
Sydney Ferries has had an iconic history with Sydney Harbour and are named after iconic beaches and iconic Olympians. The workers are just frustrated with it. Well, fuck the workers.
Well, fuck them.
Fuck them in all their holes.
And no, they're not.
And they're not.
Yeah,
right,
I
they're
mean,
not.
Like,
they're laughing their asses
Ferry
off.
Ferry McFerryface is funny. It's funny. It makes people smile.
So the assistant secretary of the Sydney branch said the staff will refuse to work on Ferry McFerryface.
You guys are fucking bananas. This
members,
is nuts.
We'll leave that vessel alone. We won't work it. Give it a proper name and we'll work it. Give it a stupid name and it can stay in the shipyard.
You know, sometimes.
Fire them.
Yeah.
Fire them all. I'm a big union guy, but fuck you. Do your job, you
right.
whiny little snowflake bitchy faces.
And why are you idiots? Why are you so stupid?
Good God. Yeah.
Can't you have some fun?
Have some fun with life, you fuckers.
You know, so many things suck. So many things suck. We just did two stories in Australia about people getting eaten by sharks.
Yeah.
That sucks. The snakes there suck.
Ferry McFerryface was the second most popular choice after Bodie McBoatface, but since that was already taken, they decided to go with Ferry McFerryface.
I love Ferry McFerryface. I love it. What gives? God damn. Have some fun.
The NSW, is that New South Wales, I think? Transport Minister.
Yes.
Andrew Constant.
Hello.
Said, given Boaty was already taken by another vessel, we've gone with the next most popular name nominated by Sydney Siders.
What the fuck?
I guess that's what it means.
The people want it.
Ferry McFerryface will be the harbor's newest icon, and I hope it brings a smile to the faces of visitors and locals alike.
Right. In this union, I don't know. Calm down. Calm down. Go outside and look at... Go find some beauty in the world, you fuckheads.
Throughout the world, Ferry McFerryface not only joins Bodie McBoatface.
Yes.
But a Swedish express train named Trainee McTrainface.
Hey, and I bet the Swedes don't have a problem with it. And they probably fucking love it.
And well, it's named it. And a Sydney racehorse.
Yes.
Also named online, called Horsey Miss McHorseface.
Can't we get something?
Crabby McCrabface.
Oh, that would be fucking great.
Blimpy
McBlimpface.
Fuck you, McFuckface.
Oh, yeah. We need that.
It's more apt.
Right.
So there you go. Some real assholes down in Australia just pissing in the cornflakes of something fun for no reason other than who the fuck? Who the fuck?
Listen, I don't know. Find some joy in your life. Right. Go to Outback. Have a blooming onion.
I mean, you know, all work is noble, and you're working, but you're fixing boats. It's good God.
Why does it matter if it's Ferry McFerryface? If it fucking, you know what matters in the boat industry in Australia? Don't fucking sink. Why? Because in the water there are fucking hell beasts called sharks, and they will eat you to death. You just keep those boats floating. That's all that matters.
Sharky McSharkface.
Sharky McSharkface is not somebody you want to fuck with.
Okay, let's do this. Yesterday.
Yes.
We only did the first clip of Jim Baker that I had near the end of the show. Where we learned that if Democrats take over, all hell's going to break loose because apparently people like him are going to be jailed and taken off the air and all that shit.
That would be great, though. Hyperbole.
This may be the craziest thing he may have ever said. One of the craziest things.
Okay. God damn.
Here is Jim Baker from the Jim Baker Show.
Yes. Is Lori with him?
She's sitting right next to him. I'm sure we'll hear her affirmations.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Baker.
Everything in the Bible is not a fairy tale. It's all things that you could learn if you say, I'm sitting here with the man who wrote this book down. I'm sitting there, and I'm looking, and I'm making believe I'm with him.
He's
what the fuck is he talking about?
I believe I don't know what he's talking about.
He's out of his mind.
And then I thought, what is this? Do you know the Apache helicopter? I think it's in the Bible.
The Apache helicopter is in the Bible.
Which book? I mean, like.
Well, listen.
Helicopter. I think it's in the Bible. He saw it. John the Revelator saw it. He heard it. He saw it. It's there.
At the bottom of the screen.
Yes.
Revelation chapter 9, verse 3.
John the Revelator.
And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power.
Oh, shit.
and the scorpions
yes.
of the earth have power.
So, locust with power
yeah.
is an Apache helicopter, oh my Ryan. God,
that's nuts.
How could you not see that?
Hey, is it Copter McCockface?
Yeah, Copter McCockface.
Not Cockface.
On the Revelator saw it. He heard it. He saw
God,
it.
I hope they don't have a porn name a porn star contest. Cummy McCumface.
That's great. I'm taken. All the, it's already
I'm
taken.
Sure, there's yeah, a, yeah. already a movie and a.
He saw it. It's there. And it said it had a face of a man.
The shapes of the locusts were like unto horses prepared unto battle.
So it's locust. I just want to understand.
I want to know what kind of mushrooms John the Revelator got hold of that he had all these great visions.
Oh, yeah.
Face of a man. Well, look in the helicopter. There's the face of a man.
On their heads were something like crowns of gold, and their faces were like the faces of men. So he's seeing giant locusts.
The size of helicopters?
Somehow, with the faces of men wearing crowns of gold the size of horses.
Who is this dickhead, John the Revelator? Just for a little context for me. Like, what does he do for a living when he's not looking at horses that are helicopters?
it's disputable whether he's even one person.
He's just some dickhead walking around and he looks up and he's like, oh, look at that giant locust. That's probably a helicopter.
Sure, let's put this in the Bible.
How do you know what a helicopter is?
Let's put these raving lunatic predictions in the Bible.
Oh, yeah.
Four horsemen riding in the sky kind of shit.
Fuck you.
Maybe they're not riding. Maybe they're in Apache helicopters.
In a helicopter.
Man, it had a blue breastplate. There, it's oh. there.
And they had breastplates, and they were breastplates of iron. I said breast.
Oh, yeah.
It's so easy to...
Meanwhile, all of these are... I'm reading the Bible verse at the bottom. They're all different pictures of Apache helicopters. Apparently, Apache helicopters have breastplates of iron.
Why are they Apache helicopters? Why not?
He could be talking about the Wonder Woman.
Oh, yeah.
She's got a breastplate of iron.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, do you think in Justice League, do we get to see the invisible jet?
I don't think they do the invisible jet.
What the fuck?
She's supposed to be able to fly. Like in the old cartoons, yeah, before they came up with the invisible jet bullshit, she was actually, I think she's able to fly now.
She didn't have a cape.
Well, you don't have to have a cape to fly.
Name me, okay, name me a superhero without a cape that flies. Go.
Well, Aquaman.
But he doesn't fly, dude.
He does?
He's in the water. No, he doesn't fly.
He flies
in the
water.
That's swimming. That's swimming, dude. It flies in the water.
Who flies? A Superman.
Cape.
Okay.
Cape.
Storm.
Cape.
Cape and big hair.
Right.
Well, of course they're going to draw capes on superheroes that fly, so they have shit that flutters in the air.
Yeah, I know. But
I would think it would drag them. What if it's raining?
No, yeah, then you're fucked. Oh, my cape's wet.
To understand the revelation, if you read it and read it and read it, the reason the devil doesn't want you to read it.
Keep reading the bullshit over and over until you understand something.
Until you turn into a nutball.
Right.
Until you're indoctrinated. That's what he's saying. Keep listening to this religious bullshit until you're nuts, until you're bananas.
And then order dried soup.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
read it and read it. The reason the devil doesn't want you to read it, it's read with my, is because you have to keep reading it until it all becomes clear.
You know,
until you're so brain damaged that you finally understand it.
There's no Lori in that.
That's a disappointing
clip. That sucks. Yeah. Fuck. You know, and by the way, Jim Baker, suck a dick, honestly. That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
Keep reading it.
Yay. Yay.
There you go. Copter McCopface.
Jim Baker, Apache helicopters were mentioned in the Bible.
You know, again, to that union that doesn't want to deal with a fairy named Fairy McFairyface, you suck. Come on. God.
You think people have a little bit more sense of humor. Shit, there's so much going on.
Everybody's a dick bag, dude.
Lighten the fuck up.
Right. Smoke some weed, dumbasses.
Time is it here? Okay, we got a little bit of time left here in the big show before we... get into more Roy Moore stuff.
Duh.
This is this is Trump's America.
Fuck you.
The there's a video posted to the Facebook.
Yes.
Where in the sovereign state of Virginia.
Eat my dick. Yes.
I just saw a different headline. You know, the federal judge that Trump's nominated who's never worked in a trial in his life.
Oh, dude, he said that the people, the problem with the reason the Sandy Hook massacre took place is because we're all a bunch of fucking pansies.
And he's a ghost hunter.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The headline is Trump's ghost hunting federal judge nominee who's never tried a case may have defended the KKK online. Of course he did.
Wow, way to pick him. Way to fucking pick him.
The so this video from Virginia,
Judgey McJudgeface,
Chris King Mason is the gentleman's name.
Mr. King Mason.
He's an activist and a performer.
Ooh.
Went into a gun shop in Virginia.
Oh man.
And they refused to sell him a gun.
Why? I mean, jeez.
Well, he's black.
Oh shit. Wait a second.
And that's the only reason anyone can come up with as to why this asshole did not sell this.
God, you racist dickbags.
He wrote on Facebook, the owner of this store refused to sell me any firearms.
Yes.
His reason was simply, and I quote, I will not sell you or your friend any firearms because my reason to believe is that you will sell them to someone else.
Because you're black? God.
At first, I presumed he wasn't serious because I'm a regular customer until he stood by his decision not to sell me anything and asked that I remove myself from the store.
Oh, okay.
The owner, Vance Hopkins.
Yes.
Repeatedly told him to leave.
Right.
Even started to pick up the phone to call the police.
Okay.
I'm not going to sell you a gun. I don't have to have a reason not to sell you one, he said.
Oh, God, dude. Yeah, by the way, white guys don't do anything bad with guns. Just, you know.
He said, so I walked in Hopkins gun and tackle. Before yes. I could say anything, this man right here said he would not sell me a firearm.
Fuck you.
His reason, again, what's your reason? You don't need a reason, he says. I don't need a reason.
But can he do that? I mean, if he's a business, can you you can't refuse somebody service because of the color of their fucking skin.
Even after he found another employee of the shop who recognized him and said, yeah, he's bought stuff here before. The guy said, I ain't selling you nothing.
Oh, my God, guys.
So there's really no other reason. It was a couple of black guys who walked in and. He's like, I ain't selling it to you. You're going to sell it to somebody else, boy.
No, you want to sell your guns, you fuckheads. You're going to let your racism get in the way of everything, even your money.
See, that's the thing. I think we should, again, pass a law or start funding guns for black people.
Absolutely.
And, you know, in an instant, suddenly we're going to start seeing gun laws.
Oh, yeah. God. Hey, one thing you can count on in America is one predictability is that people are racist. You can always count on Americans to be fucking racist.
So, I guess Trump stopped to have some drinks of Fiji water while he was.
God, I saw that.
They're talking about Marco Rubio is now feeling better. Now there's somebody else. God, he even drinks weird.
He even tweeted, dude. Back in the day when Rubio did that fucking water thing, he tweeted about how stupid Marco Rubio looked.
He uses like both hands. It's really weird. Dude, he's a very odd person.
Yeah, I saw the picture. He does everything in a bizarre fashion. Everything's bizarre with this guy.
Here's Trump stopping his speech to search for water.
17,000 jobs. Thank you.
Now,
they don't have water. That's okay. What? No, it's okay.
It's over on that side. Now he found it. Oh, my God. He's got his Mussolini face as he's trying to open the water bottle.
Oh, my God.
His angry face.
Why is he so weird?
Now he opens it. Does a weird two-handed sip.
Oh, my God.
Puts it down.
Japanese manufacturers.
Oh, boy.
Everything's bizarre with him. You know what I mean? He just can't do... Our president can't even drink water like a normal fucking person.
It's really like a Greek theater performance. It's very weird. It's really weird.
And years ago, when Rubio did that weird water thing when he was given the...
At least he smiled kind of through it or whatever. He soldiered through it. Trump has this weird look on his face as he's opening the bottle.
He's so put upon. He's nuts. And by the way, he tweeted about Rubio back in the day when Rubio did the water thing. He made fun of him. He said he looked
weird.
As
did we.
God.
Damn.
You better get any fucking water? Oh, that's okay. It's okay.
A lot of America Thirst jokes. Instead of America First.
Oh, that's funny. Trumpy McTrump face.
Lots of Roy Moore news, including...
Yes.
Another accuser coming forward.
Bam. Well, he said, listen, there might be more.
This is from AL.com, Alabama.
Fuck you.
Can't wait to read some of the comments. A woman in Gadsden says that Roy Moore groped her while she was in his law office on legal business with her mother.
Oh my God.
In 1991, Moore was married at the time.
Oh, jeez.
In the past week, Moore's been accused by five other women of a range of behaviors, including sexual misconduct with a woman when she was 14,
yes.
Sexual assault of another when she was 16.
Buh.
This is the first public accusation of physical contact happening after Moore was married.
I mean, you know, it's all wrong, but her mother was there.
Her name is Tina Johnson. Recalls that in the fall of 1991, she sat in the law office of then-attorney Roy Moore.
Fuck you.
Her mother sat in the chair next to her.
Oh, my.
Moore sat behind his desk across from them. She remembers she was wearing a black and white dress. Almost from the moment she walked into Moore's office, she said he began flirting with her. He kept commenting on my looks, telling me how pretty I was, how nice I looked. He was saying my eyes were beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Ugh.
That's so fucked up.
It made her uncomfortable. She thought, can we hurry up and get out of here?
Yeah. Let me get out.
She was apparently... really long in the tooth at the time for him. She was 28.
Oh, shit. Roy, God.
She was in the office to sign over custody of her 12-year-old son to her mother. She was in a difficult marriage heading towards divorce and unemployed.
She was having a horrible time. And now this guy's like, you got pretty ass.
Her mother hired Roy Moore to handle the custody petition.
God. Ugh.
At one point during the meeting, she said Moore came around the desk and sat on the front of it, inches from her. He was so close she could smell his breath.
Ugh.
She said he asked questions about her young daughters, including what color eyes they had.
What the fuck?
And if they were as pretty as she was.
Oh, my God. This guy is, he's horrible.
Did you see what Laura Ingraham, Nazi princess said
Miss Heil Hitler.
About this well, you know, all these accusations and everything, I just hope that it doesn't affect men so that they have negative experiences in the workplace. You can't even walk up to a woman and say you look nice today.
That's so fucked up. Why would you Oh, you look nice, by the way. Why do you think she cares what you think about how she looks? You look nice. I don't give a fuck what you think.
I mean, it's the difference between, oh, I like that shirt. I like, you know, that's nice or whatever. Yeah. You know, a generic, you look nice today is a little.
You have pretty eyes.
It's like, well, didn't I look good yesterday?
You have pretty eyes. By the way, do your kids have the same colored eyes?
Ugh. I love the way your nipples protrude.
You got pretty nipples.
Yeah, your daughter have eyes pretty as yours.
God, Alabama.
Once the papers were signed, she said she and her mother got up to leave. After her mother walked through the door first, Moore came up behind her. It was at this point that he grabbed her buttocks.
Oh, my God. Dude, she almost got out of there.
He didn't pinch it. He grabbed it, she said. She was so surprised. She didn't say anything, didn't even tell her mother at the time.
She was shocked.
She did tell her sister later how Moore made her feel uncomfortable during that meeting. Her sister then told AL.com she remembers the conversation.
Right.
So we have contemporaneous corroboration.
Corroboration.
The AL.com located court documents from 1991 detailing the custody transfer. The petition for custody was signed by Roy S. Moore, attorney.
Yeah, and he grabbed her ass.
So his heinous wife, who I'm now dragging into this because you see what she did on Facebook? She tried to say that restaurant that that girl then worked for that he allegedly tried to grope in the car.
Yes.
When he said he was going to give her a ride home.
Right.
That restaurant doesn't even exist.
That's, you know what I mean?
Absolutely untrue because people are sending her ads from the 90s and stuff. Yeah.
And also, that's a crazy defense. I mean, that's your defense? How about it didn't happen? Oh, right. The restaurant. You have to say the restaurant doesn't exist. To defend him, not that because
Alabama wasn't a state at the time,
right? Because nobody would believe that your husband wouldn't do that. So now you have to go after the very existence of the restaurant.
They're going to go after her though on the right because she's had some issues.
Yes,
pled guilty to writing bad checks.
Who is her? This
latest accuser.
Right.
So you know the right's going to look, they got some criminal to jump on the Roy Moore bandwagon.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, oh God, it's so gross. Obviously, this person was going through a horrible time trying. It sounds like, you know, maybe she was trying to do the right thing for her kids. She couldn't take care of her kids. So
she said, I'm not perfect. I have things in my background. I know the public will jump on anything. But what happened with Moore is still the truth. And the truth will stand when the world won't.
He preys on vulnerable people. He's a bully. He's an assault guy. He's an abuser.
She's now disabled, considers herself a devout Christian, regularly attends church in Gadsden. She said she's not political, doesn't follow politics. She's not spoken with Moore since that day in his office.
Yeah.
Doesn't know any of the other women.
Right.
It's not a politics thing with me, she said. It's more of a moral and religious thing. It's bothered her over the years to see Moore on TV constantly talking about his Christian faith.
How much is George Soros paying her?
And all you have to do is watch Hannity or watch Fox and Cunts and say, look at how the accusers are treated. Why would people come forward? Why they wait.
And why would she want to go through the circumstances of what brought her to Roy Moore's law office back then? Why would she want to relive that?
Right.
Sounds like a fucking horrible time. She didn't. What do you gain from that?
I think this is the one. Wait, in 1982, Kelly Harrison Thorpe was working as a hostess at Red Lobster in Gadsden. She was 17 years old. When he came in, she recognized him. He was a public figure in this small town, she said.
Yes.
She was 17 at the time. Thorpe said Moore asked her if she'd go out with him sometime. He's in his 30s. And a deputy district attorney.
Hey, you want to go out sometime? To do what?
17-year-old.
What are you going to talk about?
I just kind of said, do you know how old I am? She recalled. And he said, yeah, I go out with girls your age all the time.
Oh, my God. So that's an admission. I go out with underage people all the fucking time. They kick me out of the mall. I'm a big creep.
She told him she had a boyfriend, turned him down. He walked away. She lucked out. She did tell a family member.
Yes.
Later, but did not tell her story.
Right.
She also knows one of the accusers who was the one that was 14, Lee Korfman.
Yes.
She said she believes Lee Korfman, and she's proud of her for telling it publicly.
Wow. Damn.
So there you go. let's read some of the comments here at AL.com.
Yes. Are there still evangelicals that don't believe this? I mean, probably, right? Does Moore still have support?
Oh, sure. In Alabama.
Oh, my God.
The Alabama Republicans today voted unanimously to stick by him.
That's how much they hate Democrats. Ugh, God, guys. You fucking lecherous goons, ghouls.
Although I'm pleased by all the top comments here right now over at AL.com.
Yes.
All the most upvoted. Old Roy kicked out of the Supreme Court and, more importantly, the food court.
The food court of the mall.
That's funny.
Oh, God, that's brilliant.
The second most popular comment, victim bashing is typical of pedophile supporters.
Yeah.
The next one is anti-Roy Moore. The next one's anti-Roy Moore.
Yes.
This one, there's a lot more proof that Roy Moore is a pedo than there is that God exists. Think about it.
Oh, damn. Good point.
10 upvotes on that, even on AL.com.
Jeez.
This one says more and more women are going to come forward. I believe that.
God, I mean, that any of these stories on their own, should this guy shouldn't be in politics anymore.
And here we have a dummy. All I'm saying is, how come none of these multiple victims feel like they could report this? So, like, not one of these women could report this until now? Really? Even when he was being impeached as the Alabama Supreme Court justice twice?
None
of these ladies in quotes.
Oh, my God.
Ladies in quotes.
Fuck you,
come
dude.
Forward? Am I the only one that sees something a little off here?
Yeah, I see something off. I see a world where, yeah, victims are afraid to come forward because this guy's a bully. And you don't think if you came forward back in the day, he wouldn't do everything in his power to discredit you, to probably even harm these people.
Rush Limbaugh predicted this yesterday. Here it is. He said if the current allegations fail to take out more, then more will come forth and they will be progressively worse, going to accusations of full-on rape. It's a script, and Moore's opponents are following it to a fault.
Oh, my God.
And
that shithead.
The response to that got more upvotes than that comment. The response says, right, it's all a big conspiracy, all perfectly coordinated by seven, so far, women who don't know each other, the local, the national media, and dozens of witnesses.
Right, it was corroboration, like that last story.
It says, pro tip, when trying to sound credible, don't invoke Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, yeah, that helps. I mean, the last accuser, what's made up about that? I'm sure you can prove that they went to Roy Moore's law office. They were there. Oh, my God, he's sitting forward on the desk right in front of her daughter. You can smell the guy's breath. Oh, God, what a fucking...
Wait, did Lindsey Graham really say this? If Roy Moore can't be in the mall, he sure doesn't belong in the Senate.
Oh, that's a good one. Shit. Did he say that?
It's a quote here in the comments.
Wow. Good for you, Lindsey. Now, what about Trump, dickhead? What about grabbing by the pussy?
Yeah.
You don't care?
4 hours ago in the Hill, Senator Lindsey Graham said Wednesday the allegations that he was banned in a mall are the latest indication he shouldn't serve.
I've got a general rule. If you can't be in a mall, you shouldn't be in the Senate.
Lindsey Graham cannot resist a good dig, right?
He said, Roy Moore was on a no-fly list for a mall, which to me is pretty stunning.
That's funny.
If you get kicked out of a mall, that's a pretty bad situation to find yourself in. I think the evidence is becoming overwhelming that he had a problem.
Okay. What about Donald Trump then? Because isn't there more evidence that Donald Trump did bad shit than that?
Well, that's one of the conundrum. Right. I put it up on our Facebook page that the story is that they don't want to talk about it. Like Mitch the Bitch yesterday. Well, how is it that you think that all these women are credible?
Yeah.
Yet 15 women have come forward with accusations against the president.
Right.
But you don't find them credible.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking about what's going on in Alabama right now, and I'm happy to take any questions about that.
Okay. God, dude. Hey, the ego, the arrogance of these guys that are supposed to serve us. I'm not talking about that right now.
Yeah.
She's talking about whatever the fuck I want to talk about, dickhead. I'm the people.
He can't be
you
in
fuck.
The Senate.
You can't be in the Senate. You can't be in the mall. That food court joke is good.
I want to play this really quick. We only got like 2 minutes, but goddamn, you got to hear this. This is Velshin Rule. I saw this happen live this morning.
Yes.
They had on the heinous lawyer for Roy Moore.
Oh my God.
Trenton Garman.
Fuck you. Is he just
and
evil?
The question Stephanie Rule says is why would Roy Moore have to get permission from the mothers to date women if they're legal?
Yeah.
Like, why do you have to go and get permissions of mothers?
Oh, my God.
And listen to where he goes.
Pretty hot button litigation, and have seen people like that weep on stand. Had four witnesses in a case in North Alabama that we ended up prevailing at trial. They marched four people through that accused my client. We put four just for the sake of numbers that were also eyewitnesses that had fundamentally different testimony.
Oh, shit. Well, it's not queued up. You know right. what? We got to really go. We'll play it tomorrow. But he basically says, she says, why did he have to seek permission to date young girls if none of them were underage,
right.
including a 14-year-old? Garmin replied, well, that's a good question. Culturally speaking, I would say there's differences. I looked up Allie's background, Allie Velshi, sitting next to her.
Oh, my God.
And, wow, that's awesome that you have such a diverse background.
What does that mean?
And Stephanie Ruhle goes, wait a minute. What does Allie's background have to do with dating a 14-year-old girl? And he's like, well, I'm trying to finish. And he basically says, well, in other countries, there's arrangements through parents. Stephanie Ruhle says, Allie's from Canada. And he goes, well, Allie has also spent time in other countries. And she goes, so have I. She lived in Kenya for a while.
Yeah.
And Velshi finally, total class act, sits there and says, I don't know where you're going with this.
Yeah.
This guy is saying, well, look at you. You're brown. Your culture likes to fuck young girls. Oh. That's where he was going with this.
That's fucked up. That's so
Allie
fucked
is
up.
Of like Indian, half Indian, half something else descent. He was born in Kenya, but is a Canadian citizen, was raised Canadian, and then moved to the United States. He's a Canadian.
That's Roy Moore's lawyer.
That's Roy Moore's lawyer.
Oh, my God.
Stephanie Ruhle, the rest of the whole episode of their show, she was out of her mind. She's like, I can't even. She goes, I'm not listening to anything you're saying right now. All I can do is keep hearing that guy asking about your background. What does your background have to do? And how creepy is that?
That's creepy.
I was looking up Ali's background. You know, that brown Muslim. He's Muslim, too, by the way.
Right.
Next to you.
So that tells you what their defense is against these women. These people that come forward, these victims, I'm going to discredit you.
Yeah.
Not that my client didn't fucking do it.
Well, and he's saying, you know, you should be okay with culturally older men fucking young women, because look at you. You're a Muslim from other countries.
You're Canadian.
Unreal, these fuckers.
Get bags.
We're back tomorrow for more yelling and screaming. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 out on the Eastern Time Coast. Don't forget, we're on iTunes, we're on Stitcher, we're crabdiving.com, Ryan's doing some comedy. Find out where and when at Radar Comedy on social medias or radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We got to bail quick. Have a great evening, everybody. Bye-bye.
Leave me alone.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.